listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. And today in our marijuana election night preview, we get the chance to head back down to Arkansas, where our friend Ryan Denham is working with Arkansas Compassion. Or is it Compassionate Arkansas? I always forget which way to refer to that. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. It's actually Arkansans for Compassionate Care, and we're with issue number 7, but I appreciate you having us on the show again.
You bet. Arkansans for Compassionate Care. Now, we've talked about the situation in Arkansas. Our listeners are familiar that there's two initiatives going on down there, an issue 6 and an issue 7, 6 being the more conservative, limited version of the two. And I just wanted to, you know, find out what's happening with you guys down there. How is the fight going, and what are you looking forward to?
Right. Well, so we're really focused right now on just getting out the vote, you know, getting out the vote for issue 7. So literally as we speak, I'm actually pulled over to a truck stop right now, but we're getting out thousands of yard signs across the state that say yes on 7, has a cannabis leaf on it. So we're getting yard signs. We've got hundreds of thousands of handbills. We've got 3 video ads on Facebook that we're boosting right now. And we've got hundreds of volunteers across the state working early voting locations. So early voting started on Monday. And we've had a tremendous a group of folks that have came out across the state to talk to voters before they go in and vote.
Oh, that's great news. And send me a link to those ads on Facebook. I'll get audio versions of those playing on our feed. I'd love to help promote that.
Sure.
Now,
absolutely.
We've been also following the polls, and the most recent polls that we got out of Arkansas showed a little bit of good news. Talk Business and Politics gave you 4 more points of support from in October than you had in September, but it's still only up at 40 to 53. Are you worried about these polling numbers?
Not really. You know, I mean, this isn't a company that does polling. I don't put a lot of faith in those numbers. You know, in 2012, we failed by less than 2% at the polls. So I really just can't see us losing ground since then. If anything, we've gained ground since then. You know, the questions weren't randomized. I feel like the poll questions were a little biased. If you go and look at the questions, I think they could have been written better. And, you know, we had a third-party poll that was done by an ally that showed that both issue 6 and issue 7 were in the 60s.
Oh, wow.
This was a poll that had dozens of questions, and the sample I think was a lot better. The questions were phrased better, so you know we think we're certainly higher than those numbers.
Yeah, I would think so. Only once in history that I can think of was there ever a decline in support for medical marijuana, and I'm thinking maybe it was South Dakota, but memory escapes
right.
me. But yeah, I would think with the 48 that you got in 2012 and over the past 4 years, people have learned more and more about this issue. And of course, the electorate, the younger folks are more, there's more of them. I would think that you guys would do pretty well as well. The other question.
Well,
oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, just real quick. You know, on top of that, we've never stopped campaigning since 2012. So we've had boots on the ground since then. And volunteers have been working so hard. We've been talking to, you know, tens of thousands of voters. So, you know, the support has only grown here, and we've seen it, you know, on the ground.
Yeah, and this this Talk Business and Politics poll does seem to be kind of, you know, way off compared to some other polls I've seen. Back in June, Public Opinion Strategies, which is a more reliable pollster, I would think, had both of your issues. In fact, your issue was coming in 68 to 30, and the other one was coming in 63 to 35. So
that's right. Yep.
Is it too late now that we could get a different poll coming in, or is anyone going to be looking at this again before the election?
I mean, it's not going to be us. I don't know if there's a third party that's going to do it. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking to voters on the ground, and we're finding overwhelming support. You know, we've actually done a few exit polls, just, you know, even some conservative places, and we're finding, you know, right at 50% in very conservative places.
Hmm.
So we're feeling pretty good about it, but we're giving it everything we got here.
Well, the other concern we've got, of course, with two of these things on the ballot, things can get a little confusing because the issue 6 is a constitutional amendment. The issue 7 is a statutory act. Has anybody figured out what happens if both of them pass? And then what do we do? Is there a tiebreaker or somebody flips a coin? What happens?
Right. So, you know, it's kind of the worst case scenario for us. You know, we pleaded with this other group not to turn in their signatures. You know, we made the ballot a whole month ahead of them, and they just wouldn't back down. And, you know, then they, of course, have sued us to try to kick us off. But, you know, no one really knows what's going to happen if they both get over 50%. if they were both the same type of laws, like a constitutional amendment or a statutory initiative, they're both the same type, then one with the most votes would win if they're over 50%. But since the issue six is a constitutional amendment and we're a statutory initiative, some legal people think that, you know, they could possibly be intertwined with each other if parts of ours didn't contradict in the constitutional part, portions of those could possibly be allowed to exist. You know, if they both get over 50%, it's probably going to end up in court, and that's unfortunately going to delay patients getting their medicine. Yeah. And, you know, it's an unfortunate thing, but we're pushing ahead. We've ran a really positive campaign, you know, even though we have a lot of, you know, distaste for the other campaign, we haven't been, have not been telling people to vote no on six, and they have not been doing a no campaign on us either. So we've tried to keep it as positive as possible and just focus on, you know, why cannabis is medicine. And, you know, we still have an opposition to respond to as well. And we don't want to get distracted, not setting the record straight when we talk about, you know, when responding to our opponents.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if that happens, how it turns out. I know here in Oregon, we had considered a while this idea that we'd float a constitutional amendment that gave people the right to use marijuana and then a statutory act that defined how that worked, but that was with us working together on both of them, not two separate campaigns. So yeah, this is gonna be strange to see how this turns out. Now speaking of your opposition, I've seen them finally putting out an ad, I think it was, with some doctor saying that this is really just marijuana legalization. How has the ad been playing there in Arkansas? Are people responding to that?
So they had a pretty small ad by it. It wasn't anything major. You know, they're running it on Facebook and YouTube, and that was actually the Surgeon General, that doctor that you saw. But, you know, more of the outreach they've been doing is they've been going on a lot of TV shows. We've had three or four debates with the Surgeon General already. And then, you know, they've done a lot of press conferences with doctors and groups like the Farm Bureau Insurance and the Chamber of Commerce and other hospitals have came out and, you know, stood with them and opposed this. You know, they're using the typical talking points that, you know, marijuana is dangerous. There's already medicine on the market. We need to extract cannabinoids and make FDA-regulated medicine. But one new one that we heard just the other day, and maybe it's not new, but we've heard it from the 1930s, is...
Oh, no. I think we've... Are you there still?
I said this. Yeah.
Sorry, you dropped off for a second. Say that again about the 1930s.
Yeah, so we heard from the Surgeon General that he actually said at a debate that marijuana causes men to grow breasts, larger breasts, man boobs. And, you know, up until that point, he sounded like a, you know, relatively credible person and a physician. But, you know, we were just kind of shocked to hear him say that on TV.
Wow, that's quite amazing. You know, I remember growing up in Idaho, being in a red state, kind of landlocked and very religious and conservative, how we were always like 30 years behind on what was happening in the world. Is that a similar thing in Arkansas? Because it sounds like they're trying to use arguments that are 20 or 30 years old, and now we've got 25 states. Does anyone still buy this stuff anymore?
I think there's a small portion of the population that probably, unfortunately, still does buy it. But, you know, things are changing here in Arkansas, and I think that, you know, Arkansans have seen what's happening in other states around the country, and they're starting to wake up and realize that, you know, this is a plant that can help a lot of people, and there's no good reason to stand in the way of it. So I think we're making a lot of headway here. You know, even if we don't win, that we've you know, significantly changed the state of Arkansas and educated, you know, thousands of people on why this is medicine. So we're winning over minds here, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good news. And so let's give people a chance to help you guys out. If you want to donate to the campaigns in Arkansas or volunteer, I'm sure you could use phone bankers no matter where they're located. What are some of the contacts they need to know?
Sure. So if you go to arcompassion.com, that's AR, like Arkansas, compassion.com. We have a donate link on there. You can also volunteer at a phone bank, and we're going to be having some online phone banking to help out. But if you donate, that'll help us pay to boost our video ads on Facebook and reach as many Arkansans as possible.
All right. So get involved. Find Arkansans for Compassionate Care on Facebook and like that page, friend them, share that stuff with your social media groups, and make sure that that all gets spread around. We can help them out no matter where we're located. We can help out by raising the profile of this issue. And remember, it's issue 7 that we're wanting to promote. Issue 7. And again, tell folks the basic differences between 6 and 7.
Sure. So we have more qualifying conditions. We have 56 conditions. Issue 6 has 17 conditions. We have an affordability clause to help out low-income patients. We put all the state sales tax money back into the program to pay for the program, and then what's left over we use for that affordability clause. We allow patients to grow their own if they're more than 20 miles away from dispensary. That's 5 flowering, 5 seedlings. And the other initiative does not allow that at all. Those are kind of the main differences. We put the Department of Health in charge of everything. The alcohol beverage control has a role in the other one.
Okay. And I recently saw a report from your treasurer or somebody in the government saying that neither of these issues would pay for themselves. They'd be a financial drain. What's the response to that?
Yeah. So, you know, really just kind of politically motivated scare tactic at the last minute. If you look at the numbers, they want to buy 20 new Dodge Rams that cost $800,000. They want to buy $100,000 worth of firefighter-style breathing apparatus. I don't know why they need all that stuff. But, you know, you look at how they did the report, it's flawed. You know, states like Arizona and most of the other states have no problem paying for the operation of their program. And, you know, there's no reason to believe Arkansas would be any different.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Ryan Denham from Arkansans for Compassionate Care. You can follow him on Twitter at @ARCompassion. And Ryan, we'll talk to you on election night. Thanks for helping us out.
All right. Thanks so much, Russ. Appreciate you.
All right, stay tuned, folks. We'll have some time for a radical rant coming up. I'm going to give you the latest on Dragon Lies, Litigious Pecker, and the Worldwide Worrier. Oh, and let's throw in some Kevin Sabanders while we're at it.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.